Good morning. Welcome to our special commissioners' court meeting. It is Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. And we will start with a roll call. Clark County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Clark County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Clark County Precinct 4.
And along with the county clerk's office and the county auditor's office. And we will start with public comments. Thank you. Any more public comments?
I also sit on the Texas Mountain. 911 commission board, or receive 911 communications and work with the girl. Also got a pretty lengthy history of United States Navy, retired commander, trauma director, New York director, trauma team leader, Afghanistan, and now county judge, in Ohio. When I got to Tucker County, I recognized a couple areas we really need to improve on. And healthcare was one of them. I don't have the health insurance side, but the healthcare administration side of the house. Not looking at that as a whole, in Ohio. That's just like Brooks County, we can get trouble with our budget going into our administration, a lot of trouble with our budget. And I wanted to identify areas where we can save money. And at the same time, not jeopardize the quality of care that we have in our institutions and that. That's just like, and by the way, congratulations, I know you guys had a great, a lot of issues. And as did Tucker County, the first time in 20 years, we ended up with $1.7 million in the pocket of ourselves. The reality is, we actually ended up with $2.6 million in positive, if you have $900,000 deficit. Still, I'll tell you that if we're real, we are still at $1.7 million. And I congratulate the team that each and every day. In order to get to that point, we really had to take a different style, management approach, and really micromanage every single line by line by line. As with every county, healthcare cost was probably one of our biggest expenditures, aside from our sheriff's office. Really spent a lot of time, a lot of energy to the site that we have offered provider. I'm also a manager with the health administration, with the management, so I understood the language. And I sat down, I wanted to put a master plan together on our ambulance system, my head group, on which we have lots of money and quality care, just looking there, looking to my expectation. I sat down and gave him, understanding that we all work for the legislature for Austin, and the message is clear, Austin, the message is that counties work hand in hand, we're all set to the areas of the shared justice, we all make those shared justice. We share best practice ideas. With that said, I share work practice ideas, we believe that the purpose of the day we're committed to didn't work. What I can tell you with the Airman improvement, and I'm not here advertising, bringing to your company, I'm gonna say Airman because they are our current provider. The plan that I liked, that I felt right, was the plan creating health consolidation and synergy between counties. Jim Mills County, Lakeford County, Brooks County. There's a lot of importance behind that, aside from the fact that it's very simple math, that we can tell the power numbers, that if we get more benefits into a plan, it's gonna reduce the overall cost for everyone. We get reduced rates because they have more folks in their pool. On a logistics standpoint and a safety standpoint, I started micromanaging the management of the calls. I wanted to see what calls were taking the longest, you know, and why, who else, just why, and then I want to be the kind of team that I can work with and say, hey, this is what I'm doing right now, I'm watching my power. So the biggest call, of course, were the ones that were on county lines, the ones that were between Kingsville and Alice, the ones that were between Concordia and Rivera. And oh, what a great day it would be if we had the same team on both sides of the line. So if there was a county line accident, we had help coming from both directions. Very important, this side of the house, with Concordia system was actually more of a concern for me. Because your patients are numbers every time, your patients are brought up. So I wanted to make sure that we had the same team on both sides, working together hand in hand, being able to back one another up, and it's been working. I think every single call, and this call that comes on that highway, I want to take one step after action report with the fellow military, one after action report, I want to see, you know, what I'm saying, job guys, but how can we do it next door? And we maintain that relationship with them. And it's been working for us, you know. I think the message is clear, I spoke with Janelle Piper last night, great link to the King Ranch, and we have all been 100% support that they look like since the day they came to Concordia, you know. We need to take 100% ownership of our healthcare, both with our hospital services in Brooks County, and both with our field fire, both with our ambulance service. We have special fundraisers each year that help fund field fire, so they can remain nonprofit, and then so they can use their own cost, you know. And I know they need to do their cost savings initiatives, there are so many incentives for the underserved population, the underinsured population, that can't afford to be able to pay that enough part of their network. They're still getting huge discount rates, and at the end of the day, regardless of the rates, they're giving a life saving, they're track record for the lot. I just want to make sure that every commissioner, please, I urge you, if not, to just go on this, take ownership of it. please read on the candidate. I ask you, kindness, because before we would be doing this decision, to impact something that will, the decision maker today can impact whoever counties can impact, Jim Wells, and some of the other neighboring counties around here. And so please take ownership of it. We're so pleased inside, just to look at the facts, with the amount of lives that are saved. And at the end of the day, again, my message stands here to you, to your county. I'm always standing by, ready to sit. You guys, everyone sit behind the desk and really put the numbers to the pad. You guys want to put statistics to the side and show that I'm not always successful as behind it, but I'm always here for you guys as well. Okay.
Thank you. Any more comments?
Good morning. My name is Jane. And I'm privileged to be marketing and leadership director of the firm. And I don't want to waste your time, but I just want to thank you for our guiding relationship with this person. And hopefully, I'm glad to be here in South Paris and home of your firm. So I'm here to speak to our leadership of the firm and how this fresh plan, the conscious of the ground support team, provides safety and peace of mind. So in our planning members and arranging rooms in this county, I'm not speaking to the campaign force in that approval of the consideration of the budget for the rules. I brought out a main support for the new one, terms of the way that you may see the meetings for the new. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
They'll work with you, but you got to ask them what you want, what you need. They'll work with you. So, and they provide an excellent emergency service. I've been in for no complaints from the employees in the county. There's 250 employees plus their spouses and families. And they've done well. So, just in order to reach on that.
Thank you. Do we have any more public comments? Okay, we'll move on to item number 3. Open review, possibly take action on ambulance bids.
We received two packages with apparent bids in them. They were received, both received on June 25th, 2018. The one from Medicare EMS was received at 2:02 in the afternoon. The other one from AirMed was received at 4:20 p.m. We received no other bids. They're both still sealed and respect to the people.
Okay, so just work, help them to be a friend. We have two bids. One is from Williamson County EMS. And let's see. Just bring in the table then and give them to the ambulance committee, to the EMS committee. So. Motion to table. And the other one is from AirMed. Yes, we'll keep that for the committee, I guess, for each one. But I don't see a problem. Table. We have a motion from Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second?
Second
from Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. 43. Okay, so item number four. Discuss, consider, and approve bid amount for the installation of speed bumps on County Road 301 and 302. Approval of speed bumps was made on June 29, 2017. Agenda item number 22, submitted by Commissioner Olivares.
All right, I have the bids. Well, actually, it's one bid for the installation, labor, and material for the speed bumps for 301 and 302.
This is a quote from Delta?
Yes, that's from
Delta. Delta Specialty Fine and Supplies, and the quote is $2,018.60.
That's for four street bumps, the signage, and insulation.
And that's the county roads 301 and 302?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Right.
We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? Do I have a second? Commissioner Vargas? Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Approval of bills and claims. Do you have any?
We don't have any claims. And we have a bill for the programs of detention and support. We got a bill of claims in front of me. The first one to put that up is y'all have this system applied to that work. We have a claim from the, yes, the tower that fell at the sheriff's office. Damage to air conditioning, other stuff. So the plan is, as you know, we have found nothing as far as where that is. So the plan has been spotted. Just to be honest. We also had a claim, still found nothing to figure out what this is. It's from Frontier. Frontier is claiming that so the investigation has revealed that about 418 of 2019 employees or agents of Brooks County was doing work and damaging Frontier cable here in the courthouse. Not all. Remember that. We have to Frontier Frontier, they were digging up some lines and it's for AG turning down line. Well, they're saying that their claim is that someone in Brooks County damaged. So we, of course, we put claim in to cover our side. So that's still in process. Also, we put a claim in for the fire department building. I talked to some of y'all. The fire department building was not, it's our building. It's Brooks County building. But it wasn't on insurance. So I got intense advising on insurance. I was talking to the chief and he said, someday can we get it insured? And so we find out, called our history, called our people in the tab. He said, has this ever been insured? And said, no. So I called a couple of people, find out why. I guess there was a long time ago, there was a verbal agreement, between the board and the fire department, and the fire department would take care of the insurance. But there's some issues over there. The roof is leaking. So knowing that it was our building, and there's nothing in the source that determined elsewise, I insured them. Brought an adjuster down, and he said that there is $12,155.11 of estimated water damage. So we can get that fixed. They said that we can get the cover back $9,665 after our deductible and all that good stuff. So I wanted to let you know we're be aware of that. We do have some issues with that building. That's our building. So I feel like we need to fix it. I haven't did nothing as far as equipment, so we can talk about later in the month or it is and all that good stuff. We're talking. Just bring to your attention that I didn't put a claim on that. This is almost called, etc. And the last one is last year, over a year ago, I put a claim in to tap for the audit we did at the Puerto Rico department. And that still is outstanding. It actually has kind of come to a halt, to be honest. We had that audit, we found the findings, and we got the information back from the ranger. We needed some original documentation. I talked to the sheriff's office about this last week. I took the liberty to call the DA, asked them if the local office have you received anything yet. Not. So I'll fix it back in the letter saying that we want a continuation of this audit. This is a lot of money. seems to be a non-core. The reason I'm bringing this to your attention is because when we did that audit, we presented a claim to the town. Our claim, our insurance tells us that we can get back up to $100,000 of monies unaccounted for. But they can't give us nothing because there hasn't been anything to sign the case or anything. We need some type of case or, I don't know if that's the right word for it, but there's nothing. So we have the potentiality of losing out on $100,000. I don't know about you, but I have a problem with that. Being the auditor, that's a lot of money. So I want to bring that to your attention. We have that still pending. I don't know how long. We did our part by putting that claim in at the appropriate time. And Mr. Yandel from TAC says that, you know, there's a time frame that we might just decide to call this morning to get open, find out when we might lose that money. $100,000, $100,000. So this is where we are on all these claims. So let's go. Any questions?
Motion to approve claims. Motion from Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 5, discuss and approve the following 9-item transfers submitted by August Petrelli, town auditor.
This is my answer. I can do the world that is here.
Okay, so discuss and approve line item transfer of 350 from 012-5-0409-9066 civil defense to 012-5-0409-8203 retirement. And B, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 from 012-5-0409-9066 civil defense to 012-5-0409-8204 workers' comp. And C, discuss and approve line item transfer of $5,000 from 012-5-0409-9066 civil defense to 012-5-0409-9071 miscellaneous supplies accounts payable. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion from Commissioner Olivares and Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? Yes, Commissioner Olivares, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 6, discuss and approve the following line of transfers submitted by Jorge Sparta, commander. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,500 from 012-05-0512-8202 county medical insurance to 012-5-0512-5137 jail limits. And B, discuss and approve line item transfer of $500 from 012-5-0561-5550 out of county travel. $1,000 from 012-5-0561-9070 miscellaneous and $500 from 012-5-0561-9502 capital outlay equipment and vehicle to 012-5-0561-5105 gas and oil expense. Motion to approve item number 6. Motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. And then we have item number 7, joint discuss and approve courthouse security at the courthouse annex with a salary of regular starting pay of $26,772.23 submitted by Jorge Esparza, Commander.
Captain Moses,
that's for the courthouse annex, right?
This is going to be stationed just there. So, if we will be vacation, so have a factor from the annex to help the courthouse.
That would not be necessary for the
mayor.
Do we have the money?
Yes, it is. This money is allocated to such funds,
Thank you. Okay, do I have a motion to approve item number 7?
Right.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a second from Commissioner Olivares? All in favor?
Aye.
Item passes 4-0.
Second, Joseph.
Thank you. At this time, we will go. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have an addendum. Discuss and approve the work done on the press box at the J.M. Alanis Arena and the utilization of the arena on July the 3rd, 2018 by Mike Munoz, submitted by Victor Santu.
Once this is removed, once you're did go through in the real sense, I believe that you also, ex individual, you know, the paid a fee and profit, you never see the profit, you know. And aside from what they paid for the organization here.
But there's no fund for the 501c for the kids, they're gonna have it for, I mean, my family is gonna be for the kids, right? Having those events. Or is it more like for their own gain to just use the arena and all the profits go to this organization?
If we're talking about profits for the kids, when the work that they did for us is a great job, that's what we expect to get.
How much was it for the whole total of the job that he did up there?
Well,
you had it with you?
No, because he didn't charge, you know. In return for all his work, he wanted to utilize the arena, I believe, four times.
Okay. So, he was to utilize the arena four times?
Yes.
But here again, my understanding is like 506 got first box and I come in front of the commission and say, you know what, I have a deal for you. Let me fix everything up there and I'm gonna just use it when, you know, when I really want to use it four times and we don't have to say so if there's if he's making any profit out of it or is it a fundraiser for kids. I mean we don't know, I mean we really don't know what's gonna happen with it, right? Because this is his operation. Because he's fixing all the damage structure that was over there, so he's going to be using it four times.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and whatever work he did, we don't know how much it cost.
Well, we have the brother over the last 2 months here, you know, we had gotten quotes for that, or those quotes were ranging anywhere between, you know, 3,000 and 5,000.
Well, here again, it's your problem. You can come here and tell me it costs 3,000, 4,000. But we want something right because we paid the light and I don't know how long he's going to be there, how many hours, and the light is expensive. I mean, you know, I mean, we're generous to, for them to use it. I mean, that's not a problem here. What I'm saying is that where are the proceeds, all the profits going to go to, sir? See, is it going to the, like a scholarship or kids?
Request proceeds from anyone else, why don't we request proceeds from him?
What I'm saying is that we have never, I don't have a problem with this picture, but I know that every organization that have events at the show barn, the FFA or whatever it is, you know, so those people are the ones that are responsible, like Bob Science is responsible from some organization. So those profits go to a scholarship for this business or for anything with reference. But that's what we're here to help the students or the kids are going to go out there and do their event.
Yeah, that, I mean, this is like a private citizen, like for example, the Texas South Texas, where they come to, you know, they pay their fee and they utilize their money. And then they go out and that's when you make so much money or
They pay their fees and what they do with it.
And I guess this is in lieu of the fee because this was about $3,000.
The fee for the utilization of the arena at one time including $150 in profit, $150 utilization fee, and the $75 fee for electricity was going to total up to $1,500.
For the four times. Yeah.
Yeah. This work is well over.
Yeah. This is well over, so.
Well, I mean, guys, you can stand there and tell us the, you know, the job that Mr. Mike did, it was $3,000, but where is the fact? request approved, but really it cost $3,000, $4,000. I mean, I can stand there and say the same thing, or it cost me so much, and you work for the extension, and I'm surprised that you didn't bring nothing in black, and, you know, like I was saying, something to present to us. You brought this to us, okay, this is what you did. Come on, Victor.
I mean,
you can do better than this, bro.
A couple years ago, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can do better, you can do better as well.
Of course, but where's the facts? Where's to see how much it costs?
Like I said, I have a quote from a couple of years ago.
No, I'm not talking about years ago, sir. I'm talking about now, because he's the one that did the job. I'm talking about 3 or 4 years ago, but now, whenever
this comes up. I asked you, and you didn't answer.
Sir, I did answer. You know that. I did answer you. So don't stand there and start. No, sir. Don't do this to me. No, you better not. You can stop right there. Yes, sir. Let's have a decent conversation. But don't say that to me. No, sir.
I'm presenting this to the work that you did. Accepting the commission before. You know, I'm just presenting what you did and what we wanted to do. For the proposition, you know, to get the
this is the labor to replace everything?
Yes, sir.
Labor?
And material?
The material was started from the generic materials adding in our budget.
Okay.
So that's all the material.
This is all labor. So he replaced the whole roof with the corrugated sheet. Partially replaced 2x6 to strengthen the floor. He replaced the outside walls, some 2x4s and all the siding. Replaced the door frame with the door. Replaced all 3 windows. And replaced the indoor lighting. And replaced boards on the outside standing space. Our insurance will cover it, right? No, because when they rent up the arena, our insurance kicks in because you are paying us the fee. And that's the insurance that we use. So do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Okay. We have a motion from Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second? I'm going to go ahead and second since he came and proposed this to us before the work was done. Is there somebody else? It's just that he was going to do the repairs, and that's what he did. He did the repairs and knew we were going to let him use the arena. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we have 2-4 and 2 against. Aye.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. At this time, it is 9:50. And we will go into executive session to discuss and on item number 8, discuss and possibly take action to appoint a county judge pursuant to section 26017 of the Texas Government Code. Okay, it is 10:04 and we're back in session. An open session. Okay. We're going to do item number 8, discuss and possibly take action to appoint a county judge pursuant to section 26017 of the Texas Government Code. Thank you. We have. Do you want to speak,
sir? Yes, ma'am. I make the motion to appoint Eric Thomas as the county judge.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Passes four to zero. Effective immediately. Thank you. I think we've covered everything. Let's go to item number nine, motion to adjourn. So I have a motion from Commissioner Martinez and a second. And the time is 10:05.